It's 8:56, and let's take a look at the commodities market now with Ellen Dearden from Ag Review and Morton. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, Jim. And the grain markets are under some pressure this morning. We had a really narrow ranges overnight, but the wheat market's been the struggler, down about 8.5 cents in the nearby July Chicago wheat, 4.56. That's really spilled into the corn. The corn market's down 3 to 3.5 cents right now. July corn is at 3.65 3/4. That's 3 lower. In the December, 3.83 1/4, also down 3. We had export bookings come out this morning. Those were decent on the corn, nothing super outstanding. Noteworthy is that China continues to buy U.S. Milo, and that's kind of a good sign. We are making some fresh lows for the month. We're down to about 5-week lows in the corn, and it looks to me like we've got pretty good support in the December corn around this 380 mark. We're at 383.5 right now. On the bean side, Jim, we're down about 3 to 4 cents there. The July beans are at 915.5, down 3.25. The November's at 924, are down 3.5. Export bookings were awfully light there. There's talk that the hurricane or the tropical storm Cindy that's coming on board in the Texas Gulf is certainly going to have some beneficial rains move into the Delta. Some of those are going to be awfully hard, though. The palm oil market was higher overnight, but the main thrust of that market now is lower. I think there was also some disappointment that President Trump did not make an announcement at Cedar Rapids last night, anything about the renewable fuel standard. There was talk that he might, and that would have been a boost for the bean oil. Bean oil market's just slightly lower today, as is the meal. July meal at $2.97 and down under $300 a ton now, 90 cents lower. The Dakotas still continue to need rain, but looking at that drought monitor map, the southeast is nearly devoid of dryness. On the livestock side of things, we're under some pressure there, too. The cattle market's down $100 to $1.50. The feeder cattle down $230 to $250. The hog market's even lower. July hogs at $85.60 are down 47 cents. The hog market's had some upward momentum, but news that packers would not have Saturday kills, I think, has put some pressure on the nearby July hogs. On the outside markets, the crude oil is just slightly higher, up about 30 cents, but still under $43 a barrel. The metals are a mixed affair, but the gold is a little higher. Keep in mind that the U.S. dollar still continues to be a choppy affair, with the dollar this morning up around 3 cents. This has been an interesting week, a lot of pressure, really tied into more precipitation and cooler temps on this 11 to 15 day outlook for the Midwest. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
And thank you so much, Ellen. That's Ellen Dearden with AgriView in Morton, our regular analyst on Thursdays here for the opening market report. We'll be coming up on NPR News at 9:01, and then we'll be going to 2 hours of 1A here on Illinois Public Media, WYLL AM 580 and WYLL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. Andrew Pritchard's weather forecast calls for a high of 85 today, a chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm. There's a low of 70 in the forecast tonight. The time is 9:01.